Art, the level of expectation and excitement over the Seahawks season seems to be unprecedented.
Kirsten, I've never seen anything like it in Seattle sports. We're used to being underdogs, dismissed, denigrated, disparaged. This time, every major national media platform has the Seahawks either coming out as Super Bowl winners or making the Super Bowl or certainly, you know, being a major factor in the postseason. So it's really quite remarkable. And it's not altogether surprising. They finished last year strong, should have been in the NFC Championship game. And they had such a young team, and most of them are back. It's remarkable how they managed to keep this team together, given that free agency pulls a lot of top players away. And the key, of course, is staying healthy. We can't know about that right now, but if they're healthy, they're going to be a very formidable team this year.
Well, speaking of health, there are concerns about injuries to the defensive line already.
That is the big mystery going into Sunday's game. The position that they tried to reinforce most took the most physical damage over the course of the offseason. And as a consequence, I don't think they're as good as a year ago when they were relatively mediocre with the pass rush. They are missing Chris Clemons. He was the starter all of last year, who was injured in a playoff game in Washington and had knee surgery, and he's almost back, but he's not there for Sunday. His backup, Bruce Irvin, was suspended for 4 games for violating the NFL's substance abuse policy. So that's the top 2 guys out. They have a guy named O'Brien Schofield, whom they picked up from the waiver wire, who played at Arizona for 3 years. He's their starting defensive end, and they have a rookie from Idaho, Benson Mayawa, behind him. So it's really kind of a skeletal crew, especially given injuries to other key players, including Cliff Averill, who's got a sore hamstring. He was another key free agent pickup that they thought would bolster the line. He's not there. So it is looking a little vulnerable on the defensive line, and maybe even for Sunday.
So that's one of the factors for Sunday's game. What do you think is going to happen?
It's going to be really tough because it's going to be 85 to 90 degrees with 1,000% humidity in the southeast this time of year. And these folks remember that the Seahawks came in there a year ago and beat the Panthers 16-12. It wasn't a very good game, but the Seahawks defense held the Panthers without a touchdown. I don't think that's going to happen this year because their quarterback, Cam Newton, is the equal of Russell Wilson in terms of his ability to run and pass. And he's also 6'5" and 250 pounds. I think he is really going to be a formidable force in the game. And it wouldn't surprise me at all if the Seahawks lost this one because they're only 3-point favorites. They've got a lot of obstacles to overcome, including the flight back to the East Coast, where the Seahawks have a terrible time playing in the 10 a.m. starts Pacific time. So I wouldn't be surprised, and I don't think I'd be disappointed if they lost the first game. It's just a difficult chore this time, but I do see this team probably going 11-5 or 12-4 again, beating San Francisco and being a force in the playoffs. And yes, I think they'll make the Super Bowl.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.